You are listening to Pigs in a Podcast, the official podcast of K-Pig Radio, the original Americana station. I'm Michael Gaither of K-Pig, and as always, I get the good fortune of taking some of these interviews that we do on the air with some of the amazing artists that we play and cutting it into this podcast series that you're listening to right now. You'll find it anywhere on the web where you get your favorite podcast. You can also just go over to kpig.com and click and listen. This one's going to be pretty special. This is featuring two of our absolute favorites, Keith Graninger and Dan Kai. Dan was raised in San Juan Bautista and lived around here for many, many, many years. And we still claim him as one of our own. So periodically he comes out to the mainland, and he's in Maui these days, by the way. And he and Keith get together, Keith Graninger, and do a couple of shows. So they were in town recently. They did the Resource Center for Nonviolence in Santa Cruz, and they played out at the Aromas Grange as well. So you're going to hear them on the air playing a cover of Jesse Winchester's That's What Makes You Strong. They'll do a shortened take on Dan's song, the San Juan song about growing up in San Juan Bautista, and another tune from Keith, which is just beautiful. So stick around for the whole thing. So they were on with Mojo recently. Here's that interview. Here's some tunes. Here's Keith Graninger and Dan Kai on Pigs in a Podcast.
And Dan Kai right here with live guitars sounding mighty fine. So they're going to entertain us a little bit here. Why don't you guys just go for it?
If you love somebody and you know that you need someone, and if you need somebody, it's gonna make you a little bit weak. But if you know you're weak and you know you need someone, yeah, whoa, it's a funny thing. That's what makes you strong. That's what makes you strong. That's what gives you power. That's what lets the meek come and sit beside the king. That's what lets us smile in our final hour. That's what lifts our souls. That's what helps us sing. And to trust somebody is to be disappointed. It's never what you wanted, and it happens every time. But if you're the trusting kind, this don't even cross your mind. It's a funny thing, but that's what makes you strong. That's what makes you strong. That's what gives you power. That's what lets the meek come and sit beside the king. That's what lets us smile in our final hour. That's what lifts our souls. That's what helps us sing.
Know that you need someone. smile. In our final hour, that's what lifts our souls. That's what helps us sing. That's what lifts our souls. That's what helps us sing.
Oh, my. You guys, that was like awesome, huh?
Thank you
for coming here in the rain.
Oh, yeah. Well, pleasure to be back in the studio.
I mean, it's coming down in buckets out there.
I will say it was a scary ride over that 17 this morning, but we made it.
And you guys are busy. I'm looking at your schedule now. You're off tonight, right? Are you playing somewhere?
We're off this evening. Yeah, yeah.
Tomorrow night we're in Santa Cruz and
at the Resource Center for Nonviolence.
Yes. Resource Center tomorrow night, Friday night, and then Saturday night we're in Auburn, and then we're back over here in Aromas for a beautiful Sunday afternoon concert at the Aromas Grange.
With Red Tail joining us.
Yeah, that'll be a blast,
man.
My buddy Chris McDougal, we went to grammar school together. So that'll be fun.
So, you guys are like all over the place.
We are. We're bouncing around. Well, we're trying to take advantage of the diesel fuel we burn to get me over here.
Yeah, well, now that Dan's in Hawaii, we don't get a chance to play much.
What island? Together.
I live on the island of Maui. I was hatched over there.
Yeah.
So I live in the capital city of Wailuku.
Yay!
Yeah, in my grandmother's house. It's an old plantation house. My wife Maya and I and a group of our community have been involved in remodeling the old plantation house.
What side of the island is that on?
Wailuku is on the windward side. It's right next to where you fly. If you've been to Maui, it's right next to where you fly in Kahului.
Yeah.
And Wailuku is—it's funny because people say, "Oh, I've been to Maui 15 times or something." I say, "Well, I live in Wailuku," and they say, "Well, where's that?" And
yeah.
I say, "Well, it's the capital." But I tell people it's one of the last Hawaiian towns. We still have a lot of the old history. You know, after Lahaina burned, my hometown burned to the ground. We really are the last town on the island of Maui that's kind of the way it used to be. And so.
Yeah, it's beautiful. We were just out to the Big Island. And I got to see Mark Mooney.
Remember? Oh, cool. Mark? Of course.
Yeah,
right. Good old Mark.
Yeah. Awesome. Good time. He's got a really nice home over there. And, you know, it's in a small town outside of Hana, right? No, yeah. not Hana.
No. Hilo?
Yeah, Hilo. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, it's a small town over there. And, we had a really nice time.
Well, I've only been to the Big Island one time. I went there one time to play a fantastic, beautiful little wedding. But man, it was a gorgeous, gorgeous part of the world. But a lot of people ask me why I don't live on the Big Island. And I point out that thing that's spewing the lava into the sky makes me a little uncomfortable.
We saw it.
We
saw a really great eruption. It was unbelievable. Oh. Unbelievable.
Good for you. Yeah. I'm going to stay on Maui and watch the sunsets and the mist come down from Iao Valley and... Y'all enjoy the Kilauea thing, but we're...
Hey, tell us about that last song you guys just played.
So that's a Jesse Winchester song, who is the late, great Jesse Winchester was a big influence both on Keith and I. He was a fantastic songwriter, and he had a lot of songs that actually did pretty well for other people. But Jesse left us with a huge catalog of beautiful music. And Jesse was a draft dodger who... spent most of his life and career up in Canada and occasionally snuck down here when trade agreements were open, of course.
Yeah.
And Jesse wrote that song shortly before he left us. And I remember when Keith and I first heard that song, both of us going, man, we gotta pick that up and carry it. What a message.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
And, you know, he's a big hero in K-Pig's world. I mean, Jesse Winchester has been a staple of K-Pig and K-Fat and all that for a long time.
As a matter of fact, I think one of our listeners just requested one for Out to Lunch.
Oh, good.
Great.
Yeah, I remember Laura Ellen back in the old days playing Jesse Winchester back on K-Fat when I was a little guy.
Yeah.
I used to come in and make requests, and I remember her playing some of his songs. And I always loved that song, Third Rate Romance.
Yeah. Low Rent Rendezvous.
Right. So that's a great Jesse tune. And I play that song sometimes for the tourists at some of these spots in Maui. And it's funny to watch the folks who recognize it start, oh,
Yeah. Now, how long have you two guys been, like this thing that you're doing now, how long have you been doing it?
Keith and I think, what we started in the end of the
about 90s. 25 years, right?
Yeah, well, like 98, 99.
We've been friends for close to 30 years. And, we basically met through friends and sitting around a...
I stalked Keith is what
sitting
happened.
Sitting around a campfire him, yeah. And playing music.
He is kind of stalkable.
I kept showing up and being like, hey, do you need a guitar player? Do you need a clarinet player?
He kept pulling instruments out. Then he started singing, and I said, man, I mean...
Well, I think what it was when I showed up when I showed up with the saw, he couldn't say no.
Well, hey, you guys got something else for us?
We do. But we just, once again, we want to say how tickled we are to be playing with Red Tail out there at the Aromas Grange on Sunday.
Yes,
we'll have
yes.
some friends joining us, some special guests popping in at tomorrow night's show as well at the Resource Center for Nonviolence, which is just a beautiful little theater. And we have such a wonderful history at the Resource Center. It's we have been playing out of there ever since it was a little bookstore on Broadway.
That's right.
Yeah, it's just good to be, have Dan back in the hood, play a couple local shows, and then we're playing all kinds of other parts of Northern California, but it'll be nice to be back around the house.
Are there tickets still available?
There are. I was just going to say, we really are encouraging folks, if you are going to come, get your tickets, because there's only a few left, I think, for each show. So
yeah.
Yeah, and you can go to Brown Paper Tickets, I think, and find both of the shows.
Brown Paper Tickets for the Resource Center show and Eventbrite for the Aroma show. Or it's easier just to go to either one of our websites, KeithBenninger.com or DanKai.com.
I was looking earlier.
Yeah.
You got that. I guess sing a little bit about San Juan for us? This is one of my favorite songs of all time, man.
thank you, brother.
This is about San Juan Bautista, where Dan grew up.
Yeah.
It's another K-Pig hit here that the Queen has made famous.
She has.
By throwing it on the airways all the
time. She has, and it's got some old characters in it. It's got a little bit about some of the police we used to hang out at the bar with, and my grandpa Larry. He liked two kinds of music. He liked Japanese koto music and Hank Williams. And they didn't have any Japanese koto on the jukebox there, so after the Hank Williams was played out, he'd settle for Merle Haggard. So
there you go.
Chipito doesn't grow garlic and sweet corn down near the rodeo grounds anymore. He sits down on the bench way past the age of 94. And he dreams of the day when his sweet wife passed away. He doesn't bring sweet corn to the pretty ladies on his way. Somehow I just got up. Marshall were there with me down at Daisy's Saloon when Larry taught us all how to roll. Well, he gets up in the morning and he goes on down to that Mission Cafe, 'cause he's been doing things for so and the San Juan Bakery's got blueberry donuts fried.
We just eat them and eat them and eat them.
And you can hear the cries of all the people who've gone away. They've gone away. And Merle Haggard's playing, 'cause we done played all. There's no time to worry about running out of time. And Eddie and Marshall were there with me down at Daisy's Saloon
taught us all how to roll. And I thought things must be going all right tonight. There's peacocks on all the roofs of San Benito County, because we had too many and then we lost control.
Yeah!
And Merle Haggard's playing, cause we done played all the hang. There's no time to worry about running out of time. Eddie and Marsha were there with me down at Daisy's Saloon when Larry taught us all how to roll. Eddie and Marsha were there with me down at Daisy's Saloon when Larry taught us all.
Mahalo.
Yeah, mahalo.
Slightly truncated version.
Yeah. Forgot about Curly.
That's right. That's right. As soon as I started,
I got to come to the show to hear the whole thing.
Right. You got to come to hear the whole story.
Yeah.
We'll talk about the dead guy I found when I was four.
Hey, so you know what? Do you got another one?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, do one more because I'm looking at the clock here. We could probably do one more. Okay, then we'll have to go to commercial.
Keith's got this new tune that he's been working on, and I first heard it. We did an interview on KSQD, and I was on the phone in Maui, and he played this song, and I was playing my ukulele like mad on the other side, but you couldn't hear me. So, but this is a really beautiful song Keith's been writing, and it's it really speaks, I think, to a lot of what we're all kind of experiencing, and we're all realizing how short this life is and how important it is to check in with the ones that we love and give them our mana.
Yeah.
Before it's too late.
Don't forget to tell the ones you love that you love them. So,
amen.
I'm going to dedicate this one to somebody I think we could all get behind dedicating it to, which is our dear Queen Eileen in the other room there that has been such a key part of this station forever. And I want to send it out to another good friend of mine up in Washington, Roy McAllister,
who
built this beautiful guitar I'm playing on for you here this morning. And
this one I'm playing on, too.
That's right. I just
got it back today.
Yeah. So, Queen, thank you for everything. We love you dearly. And, Roy, thank you.
Yeah.
And you all send this out to anybody else you want that you love. But remember, this is our time now. We're here. So don't forget to give each other hugs and support each other. Remind each other how lucky we are to be together. Sun through the trees, a cool ocean breeze on our skin. It's been way too long, and it sure is good to see you, my friend. Say the soul dwells between the heart and the mind. They say we're all gonna lay down our burdens in time. Hey, let's sing one more song, 'cause life ain't that long. One thing's for sure, I'm gonna miss you when you're gone. Tell the ones you love that you love them. And tell them now while you still got your breath. At times a gift we'll share. And
till it isn't there. You better do it now, for you still got some left. Moments pass so quiet and consistent, cutting through the silence and closing all the distance. So make sure that they know before you let them go that you love them. And life, it's an ocean, it's a river, it's a stream, it's a valley, it's a desert, it's a mountain, it's a dream, it's a prayer. It's a tear, it's a courage, it's a fear, it's a down on your knees with your hands up in the air. And if you got faith, well, my friend, good for you. There's so many ways to pull ourselves through. Yeah, keep your soul open wide and make peace with your pride. Find your own ways to pray and keep the demons at bay. And tell the ones you love that you love them. And tell them now while you still got your breath. Your time's a gift we'll share until it isn't there. Better do it now, or you still got some left. And moments pass so quiet and consistent, and cutting through the silence and closing all the distance. So make sure that they know before you let them go that you love them. Sometimes we're just like butterflies, people, and we just get blown by the wind. And it's hard to make peace with time when it's wearing us thin. Yeah, but these are the moments that we've been given. These are the days that we're living, and I do believe we'll all be forgiven in our own time. Sun's gone down, the moon and the stars are filling up the skies. And I'm blessed one more time to see that sweet spirit dancing in your eyes. You know, I can't say for sure if I'll ever see you again. That's a bargain we made when the journey began. But I thank you, I thank you, I thank you, my dear friend. It's been an honor and a gift from the beginning to the end. you love them and tell them now while you still got your breath. And time's a gift we'll share until it isn't there. You better do it now while you still got some left. The moments pass so quiet and consistent, cutting through the silence and closing all the distance. You better make sure that they know before you let them go that you love them. Wanna make sure that they know before you let them go that you love them. Tell them that you go.
You guys, come on now. Hey, everyone applaud. That was awesome. You guys, that's beautiful. That beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's beautiful.
It's such an honor to be here in the same room with Eileen while we're sharing those kind of songs. And for everybody else out there,
she's
that has somebody they care about. Yeah. Well, we know we're blessed. We know we're lucky.
Yes, we do. Yes, so.
Well, thanks for having us on.
Oh, hey, mahalo for all you guys doing here. Welcome. K-Pig. Yeah, and man. I got to just tell you guys, people in the Hawaiian Islands absolutely love K-Pig. And so you guys should know, like, people over there are rocking and jamming.
We get a lot of calls from there. Yeah. You'd be surprised. Well, hey, if you guys want to get tickets and get more of Keith and Day, and you want to get on the website here, and you know the Resource Center for Nonviolence tomorrow evening. That's a 7 o'clock show,
yep.
And it's real easy to get tickets. I've got it right up here in front of me, and that's all you got to do is just click away, and then Sunday, it's an earlier show. It's 4:30 in Aromas at the Aromas Grange.
That's right.
That's where you want to go on the 16th. So, again, I want to thank you guys for making this journey in the rain today.
Oh, you're so welcome. They made the longest journey. Our friends here, Dan and Maya from Hawaii, flew over last night. And Dan and I, this is the first time we're getting to see each other in about a year.
Yeah.
You just came in yesterday.
I gave him his guitar back and said, here, let's
get to work.
Eileen told us what to play, and we snapped to it, and here
we are.
That's
right.
All right. Well, hey, thank you so very
thanks
much.
For
it's
having
such
us.
A pleasure.
Thanks, Mojo, and hey, thanks to the whole audience out there. You guys be safe, take care of each other, and we hope to see you at one of the shows, either here on the Central Coast or up north. We're doing a bunch of stuff up north too. So.
Yep, and tell the ones you love that you love them. And,
spread that aloha.
We'll see you this weekend at the shows.
We love you guys. All right, we're gonna take a break.
All righty. Thank you, Keith. Thank you, Dan. Thank you, Mojo. What a great bunch of music and two of the nicest guys you'll ever hang with. Ever hang with. I can talk for a living. So that was Keith Greninger and Dan Kai, episode 149 of Pigs in a Podcast. Coming up on the next episode, I think it's going to be me. I finished up my music rents for the year as of last weekend, but I'm going to be on Neighborhood Night with Jamie Coffus next Wednesday as I'm recording this. It's the, I believe it's the 17th. And I'll be on with Jamie. I think we're going to interview each other, talk about our years, and I have a new holiday song, and I'll play a couple of holiday tunes, the new one, and we'll just kind of chat a little bit. It's going to be great fun, and I'll pop that up here as a new podcast probably next week. So, again, subscribe to the series if you like these interviews and you want to hear them. I will download them to you as soon as we post them. If you subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and wherever you find your favorite podcast, you'll find Pigs in a Podcast. You can also find them at kpig.com. Thanks for listening. Thanks for the interest in what we do. We'll talk to you next time on Pigs in a Podcast. Take care, y'all.